Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High Orchestra.
I'm John Lushino, Director of Orchestras at Cal State Northridge. I've not heard the first piece you're playing. Looking forward to hearing that and the other piece. And I wish you very best in your performance. I'll be up to clinic you afterwards.
Well, this doesn't look that easy.
Intonation is going to be really important in the low strings here to start. Good. Probably slightly rearticulate beat three just so that we can hear actual half notes. Nice use of vibrato violins, good job. For a second, some of the rubato didn't entirely make sense to me because when time was gained, it wasn't made up later on. But I am in a complete agreement that this should be done this fluidly. Rubato, really real musical right now. I just want to make sure notes stay in general relation to each other. This is not an easy piece. And the inner voice is doing a great job on being solid. I even like more of the inner voices. I get 27, 28, 29 more lushness in sound. And then articulate beat three a bit. Use of bow, really great for bottle. Good key. Question about repertoire. You're playing so beautifully right now. I would love to hear a group like this, especially at the junior high level, do either an original work for string orchestra, an easier movement, you know, a Bach, Handel, Haydn, whatever, or an arrangement of something by Beethoven, Berlioz, Tchaikovsky, Dvorak, whatever, just so the students are exposed to those composers early on. Although I'm sure throughout the year you do get around to that stuff. Just being nice to hear it on a program like this, even if it's just one of the significant composers. Boy, those second violins are doing a great job. The inner voices and seconds are amazing. The bass pitch is a little wide at times on the bottom, and the basses are vibrating off him, which is fabulous. And the pitch just gets a little bit wide. Just in the low strings, just to create more of a sense of complete stillness in the hall. Because there's so much intensity on that note. It's kind of boomy. It's a little bit agitated. I think the beginning you might have more passion coming out of the ensemble measure 6 and 7. You're able to be a little more still at the beginning, or maybe just a little narrow vibrato at the beginning in the low strings. I'd love to hear the yada, but and carry that note through. Don't let it keep dying away, otherwise you get like a 3-beat phrase, and then a restart when the notes start. Vibrate more on finger 4. Vibrate more if you can. One of the nicer full orchestral string sounds I've ever heard out of a group that is at this level. Bow usage is really good, especially the violin side. I mean, I can't see all the inner strings, but just the fact that the firsts are using a lot of the bow all the time. It's obvious to me listening. The sound is very fluid and open. This is actually a really, really good piece of music for a piece in a junior high repertoire. Yeah, this is definitely someone who knows how to compose and is not just churning stuff out. This is really quite a good... quite a good, like, very musical piece. It's like a slow movement of a major symphony, almost. Vibrate on the pitch. You can vibrate on the pitch. The basses are a good job. Yeah, that's musically beautiful. That was a really great, lush song. I was saying about Rupp, you know, if he had a chance to do a third piece, even if it was a 2-minute piece, 3-minute short movement by a major composer, it'd be great. If not an original work, obviously just a short arrangement, then introduce the kids to as much classical romantic literature and composers as you can. Vibrating going on. I mean, and I know volume's coming up, but I'd be careful depending on the mood of the piece. So I'll try to discuss that with you guys. Thank you. bass tracks. I love the violins. You know, just nice and full, really lush sound. Bo Lucic, fabulous. You can use the top 1 inch of the bow here. I mean, you could really, and most of you are at the tip, but I would go all the way to the tip. I mean, you'd create the most amazing pianissimo there, but nonetheless, really good pianissimo. Good job, violas. Maybe some articulation problems here. Some of them are very much a good tip. Good job, guys. Cellos. I think you can go for it even more. I might talk about maybe floating to the bridge a little bit more, opening up the sound a bit more. But I'm not always that impressed when groups program them so often. But this actually has a lot of variety. It's actually rather difficult at times. Not multiple meters at once. Maybe play a little lighter here. You know, you're a big orchestra. I think you can play a little bit lighter. Try to keep the rhythm absolutely clear. Stop talking now. I'm writing down a few notes for the clinic. Great job.
Congratulations. And a really, really fabulous group.
Thank you.